Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, I was talking about a study concerning homosexuality. Listen to this pertinent subject today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
The study's authors also note that they followed the convention for genetic analysis by eliminating people whose biological sex and self-identified gender didn't match from their study. The result? The work does not include sexual and gender minorities, i.e., the LGBT community. You say, Brother Bloom, what are you saying there? Simply this. People are not born gay. They learn to be that. They're taught that. Many times these children and young people, young teenagers, are basically molested and drawn into that life by some very, very bad people. I have many times in personal conversation and from the pulpit stated that these people can be saved. And 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. And that can be true for them. Now, as I said, I've had some of my congregation that have, and over the years of ministry, some that have turned from that life through the power and grace of God and His help and strength, His cleansing, His changing them. Now, I don't say their names, because a lot of times they're self-righteous people who are very loud with their criticisms and accusations that are most often unfounded. So I would say, thank you. Thank you once again for your email. It shows me I need to warn people, giving more details in order to have a greater awareness of what is being pushed hard on some university campuses because it goes beyond the LGBTQ. I'd love to see a revival in America that would see most and really all these people saved and transformed from any of those sordid lifestyles that are in the alphabet. And I'm sure you would agree with that. They keep the alphabet intact, then don't you think they should, to be honest, to be right, add the letter S for straight? To me, that makes sense. Does it not? Now, this world is against that. Now, I know the world's against that. And this young lady is, time. Finishing up here, I thanked her and so forth for the question. As a matter of fact, even in the letter, I thanked her for not being mean-spirited about it. A lot of times, usually just from the Calvinist, though, I'll call dummy, bigot, idiot, low IQ. One called me 100 IQ, and I had to email them back and just say, well, thank you, that's an increase for me, up to 100 now. But I'm saying, though, is that her idea was, don't hit this sin. Just tell them of God's love. No, they got to know they're sinners to get saved. When we go through the Romans road, we say, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. We don't let them know that what they're doing is sin. What do you mean, what's sin? I've had people say, well, look, I've never killed anybody, so I'm not a sinner. You know, I've not lived in adultery. I'm not a sinner. So people need to know what sin is. Now, this world is very strong on this LGBTQ thing, so let me just insert this that I did not email to this fine young lady. A Finnish Christian member of the Parliament of Finland is under investigation for a hate crime. And we should not underestimate the significance of how quickly Western culture has begun to demonize Christian thought. Atheism has been creeping into much of Western thought for decades, even centuries. But all of a sudden, over the past 10 years, has become considered an actual thought crime, worthy of investigation and criminal penalty, to express Judeo-Christian belief that billions of people have held over the last two millennia. The Christian member of Parliament in Finland is under investigation by the police for a so-called hate crime after posting Bible verses, as well as questioning why the nation's evangelical Lutheran church was supporting LGBTQ pride event. The member of Parliament was also Finland's former interior minister, and recently she criticized the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland in a Facebook post over the participation in the Helsinki Gay Pride Week. How does the foundation of the church's teaching, the Bible, fit the elevating sin and shame as reasons for pride, she wrote, along with an image of the Bible that she included. And that was this, a passage said in Romans chapter 1, verses 24 through 27, wherefore God, and by the way, she used the King James Version, I like that. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, to the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, that is in the same manner, also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat. Well, that's very, very clear. The Bible calls homosexuality vile affection. She was then hit with an investigation on charges of incitement against sexual and gender minorities. Seriously? What was she inciting? God to rain down hellfire? I'm pretty sure that if that was what it took to invite down God's wrath, there would be far more gay pride events burning in brimstone around the world. This lady responded by clarifying that she shouldn't even have to explain. Now, isn't that a great response? I shouldn't even have to explain that. Now, I'm telling this because I want to tell our listeners that persecution is growing in America and around the world. Sam Brownback, who is the ambassador at large for international religious freedom, that is also often ignored. Now, Ambassador Brownback pointed out that persecution against all faith is increasing, but Christian persecution in particular is at an all-time high. Brownback warned his audience, there is more persecution of Christians now, arguably, than any time in the history of the world, and the Christian faith is the most persecuted faith in the world by far. If we're not successful, a multi-religious Middle East will no longer exist. Most of the Christians have been driven out of the Middle East already, and we're working to keep them there. But the time is short. A recent report by the British government confirms Brownback's warning, stating the inconvenient truth is that the overwhelming majority, 80%, of persecuted religious believers are Christian. Now, as long as God grants us breath, we need, and well, let me just say the way Brownback said, I promise you, my friend, so long as God gives me breath, I will continue to speak out on this important issue and advocate for policies to promote religious freedom and around the world, especially of persecuted Christians. How's the media react? The media coverage of that historical event in which the President of the United States attended, the CNN headline was par for the course, but said Trump will hold session on religious persecution instead of attending a UN climate summit. Now, it's clear that the climate summit was more important to CNN. But the sad fact is that religious persecution is increasing all over the world, and no religious group is more persecuted than the world's Christians. Now, I contend with that the world's Christians are one of, if not the least likely group, to persecute other faith. Now, this is a fact here from the studies that were put together between the UK and the United States, with ambassador at large for the United States appointed by the president of Mr. Brownback, who was at one time the Kansas State Senator for the U.S. Congress, as well as the governor of Kansas one time. But in this study, they found that the worst violators of religious freedom, the world's 10 worst violators of religious freedom are Muslim majority country. Two of the remaining three are communist regime. Now, I have added this because we must pray for the persecuted church. We should thank God that the current leadership of the United States, including the President, the Vice President, and the Secretary of State, and the Commission, there for religious freedom and religious persecution, is standing up and speaking for the freedom of religion.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm.